You wouldn't send them back to...
Oh, no.
Where are they, McDonough or Frank?
McDonough 19, and my little boy, he's in the room, Miss Myers' room with the three little niggas.
I see, and you took your boy out the first day?
The three little girls that woman was talking about were Leona Tate, Gail Etienne, and Tessie Prevost. Just days before that interview, the three girls had become the first black students to integrate the all-white McDonald 19 elementary school in New Orleans. And they each had to be escorted by armed U.S. Marshals because there was a very large, angry crowd of demonstrators protesting their presence.
My mother telling me before we left the house, when the marshals arrived to pick us up, she said, when you get in the car, you sit to the back of that seat and don't put your face to the window. The street was just overwhelmed with people.
And I just felt like if they could get to me, they'd want to kill me, and I didn't know why.
The protesters were shouting threats, racial slurs, spitting, and chanting, we don't want to integrate.
The only thing I could associate this with was Mardi Gras. We got there, we got out the car, and my daddy said, give me your hand. He said, I'm here. He said, look straight ahead.
We got in the classroom. I remember parents coming in and just grabbing their kids by the hand because the kids are sitting at the desk and just yanking them up and taking them out of the classroom.
After a while, it was Leona, Gail, and myself, and the teacher, Miss Meyer.
Only three students to attend McDonald 19 that entire school year.
We were not allowed to eat from the school. The water fountains were turned off. The only time we saw outside was when we came to school in the morning and when we left in the afternoon.
Now let's run it back to that first interview for a second. Pay attention to what the reporter asked.
Where are they, McDonald or France?
France or McDonald? See, Gail, Leona, and Tess integrated McDonald 19 on November 14th, 1960, the exact same day that Ruby Bridges was escorted by U.S. Marshals to integrate William France Elementary School, also in New Orleans. William France and McDonald 19 blocks away from each other. All four of these women are civil rights heroes. The story of Ruby Bridges went on to rightfully become famous, known in paintings and movies.
Welcome.
And textbooks.
Ruby Bridges.
The McDonald 3 are mostly forgotten, erased, barely even mentioned in history.
I left McDonald 19 after second grade. McDonald 19 had become predominantly black, and the thing was to keep us in a white school. So we were transferred to T.J. Sims. This time we did not have U.S. Marshals or police protection. That was not a good experience.